Welcome back to Hot Topics, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to everyone. As you recall, several months ago, back in March, this family here, family and friends here, traveled down to Mexico, and they ran into some trouble down there where two of the people, I think it's the first gentleman and the last gentleman, were both killed there in New Mexico. As the family was there for the sister there, She goes by the name of Lativia Washington McGee. It was Lativia Washington McGee, Eric Williams, Shahid Woodard, and Zendale Brown. Where Williams and McGee, the one in the, I guess it's black with the beige looking, I guess it was fur or sheepskin. Him and Lativia survived the horrific events that happened there in New Mexico. Well, they were traveling there with Lativia, the three gentlemen, to assist her as she was going there for a cosmetic surgery. And this event here, it happened on March the 3rd. Let's see. It was March the 3rd. They were traveling from, I think, Lake City, South Carolina. And this right here, it was Lake City, South Carolina. Yeah, Lake City, South Carolina. They were traveling from there, going down to Matamoros, Mexico. That's right there next to the border of, I think it's Texas. Yes, all the way at the bottom of Texas. So, I mean, they was right there on the U.S. border when they finally met the destination where they were supposed to be going for the cosmetic surgery for Ms. McGee. Well, once they got there, some events happened. They ended up on the wrong road, and some Mexican cartel mistaken them, as reports say, as possibly being some type of Haitian drug smugglers. And this is what was told. As U.S. officials, as a U.S. official who was familiar with the investigation previously told CNN, they believe the Americans were likely mistaken for Haitian drug smugglers. The family also, it went on CNN. I think it was Lativia, her and the Williams. They went on CNN and spoke with Anderson again and told Anderson, you know, a little bit more in depth detailed as to what the tragic events that happened to them while they were there. I have questions. I have concerns in reference to what happened and why some of the aspects, why they were in some of the locations as they give detail as to where they were. I have concerns. A lot of people have concerns as to, is the all of the story being told? When you see the interview that they did with Anderson, it's very compassion video. I mean, it's heart-wrenching, you know, it grabs you. At the same time, it makes you wonder, you know, is there more to the story? Put it that way. I mean, but at the same time, you know, understand two people died. At whatever happened and how it did happen, two people died. Two people are no longer here. Two people did not return back to America living. And they died for no reason. They died senselessly. They died because of evilness. There's no other way of putting it. I would ask people, as you put comments in the comment section, please be considerate and then show respect and have compassion for the two living and the family members and the two that are deceased. We're going to sit down. We're going to go over. As I talk about this, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to remember this right here. Once again, they were traveling from Lake City, this right here, Lake City, South Carolina, almost to the beach there, almost to the coast there, all the way down to New Mexico for cosmetic surgery for Miss McGee. people, I've said it before, I've said it over and over, stop going to New Mexico. Stop going to these foreign countries for stuff like this. It's not that serious. Love yourself enough to, for whatever it is that you're trying to cosmetically make your body look better at, love yourself and understand, hey, it's okay. If someone don't like the way you look, someone isn't pleased by the picture that they see from you, tell them close their eyes. Tell them keep moving. They don't have to look. And a lot of times people look into the mirror and they don't like what they see. But there's other methods you can do other than the quick, easy route. And just because it is quick and easy doesn't mean that it's best for you. Just as this family and friends here seen, that quick, easy cosmetic surgery way was not the right way, and it ended up tragically. And this is something Latavia and Eric has to live with the rest of their lives. I mean, they have to go the rest of their lives with the memory of this. This isn't something they can put behind them so easily and say, hey, it was a mistake I made, I can move forward. They left a stigma in them. Some say, well, hell, maybe you shouldn't say that. How do you not say that? How do they live forward without with the memory of what happened on March 3rd? How do they do that? They left Wednesday, March the 1st, and ended up there in Mexico at Friday, March the 3rd, and the events happened that day. Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, look at this interview, and let's discuss this as to moving forward, the do's and don'ts in reference to vacationing, going to seeing family members in other countries, and also any type of medical reasons that you want to do in reference to going to other countries. Let's sit back and let's talk about that. Are these things that we truly should keep investing in? And this family here isn't the only family that this has happened to. You can just Google people kidnapped in New Mexico, and you're going to see a long listing of people. And you go, I mean, it's like a God feeling like, oh my gosh, really, this is what's going on. Google it. After you see this video, Google people kidnapped in New Mexico, and you'll see for yourself. It's a lot of people happening every year. And this is something that I don't think that American government needs to stop. It's something that American people needs to stop. Just don't go no more. Just stop. Because until that country, New Mexico, get things in order, I mean, why would you go? What's the purpose? Well, look at the chance, the risk that you're taking going to a foreign country like that. And you know what's going on down there. This is nothing that's hidden. I'm going to stop talking. Guys, y'all look at this right here and just tell me what you think.
Latavia Washington McGee joined me now. Thank you so much for being with us. So what happened when you crossed over?
We turned down this little side road because we was going to see if that led us to the destination and we was going to turn around. We heard a car beat the horn and pulled around us.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stop right there just for a second. First of all, this CNN video, it shows to me that it was orchestrated. And you can tell that by some of the questions that Anderson is asking. My first problem with this right here is, why are you turning down roads? You don't know where you are. You in another country and you have GPS to take you where you're supposed to be going. That's why I say it. My personally self have problems with this here. And for CNN to orchestrate this, they should have addressed it and prepped the young man and Latavia a lot better in how to answer the questions that Anderson was asking, because this isn't a genuine conversation here. No, it's orchestrated. And you can tell that by the questions and the answers. That alone makes it sound like you didn't go there for cosmetic surgery. going down secondary roads, you don't know where you are, and you did not use GPS. I digress. Let's move forward, ladies and gentlemen.
Was in the back seat. He said, don't stop. He saw a gun.
We drove through a few streets and corners until we got back on the main street. Mm-hmm. And that's when a gang of shooting started. Zendale and Shahid, they jumped out to run, and they were gunned down. They was at Tay window, beating on her window with a little gun, probably a 9mm. Mm-hmm. And I jumped out of the driver's side. And when I jumped out on the driver's side, that's when I was shot in both legs.
We was on the ground for maybe like 10 minutes after they took everything from us. And I guess whoever told them to bring, just go ahead and bring us with them. That's when they loaded us on the back of.
That's my other thing. She says they took everything from them. I mean, other than your purse and wallets, what is everything? That's why I say CNN, you're dirty for this one. You did not do justice in treating this family who's hurt, who's distraught, who's really truly going through something, who went through something. The questions you asked, the way you set this brother and sister up, it's not right. You did wrong. You made them look like they were there for something different than cosmetic surgery. Because if I'm going out of town with someone, we're going for cosmetic surgery, and quite naturally, it takes 2 days to get there. They left March 1st, got there March 3rd. Quite naturally, we're staying in a hotel somewhere. So we're going to where we're supposed to go, because I know that there's cartel here and I don't want no problems. We're going to where we're supposed to go, which is the hotel that we're staying in. Then we're going to wherever the medical practitioner is. Then we're going back to the hotel, let her rest up if she needs rest or whatever, getting back on that road, coming back to the Carolinas. We're riding around on side roads and we don't know where we are. That's what Eric said. People, we got to make better decisions. Keep listening.
9mm. Mm-hmm. And I jumped out of the driver's side. And when I jumped out on the driver's side, that's when I was shot in both legs.
We was on the ground for maybe like 10 minutes after they took everything from us. And I guess whoever told them to bring, just go ahead and bring us with them. That's when they loaded us on the back of the truck.
And your two friends, were they still alive at that point?
They were alive at that point. I couldn't see Shahid because he was like behind me, but I could see Zendale back. He was hit 2 times and big chunks of meat was gone out of him. And then we rode probably 10, 15 more minutes and we got to the spot where they was taking us, the investigator interrogated us.
Now, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, as you see this picture here, it was in broad daylight. This happened broad daylight. As you can see, go back a little piece. As you can see, this right here, broad daylight. That's the actual footage right there of them getting taken by the cartel. Think about it. Broad daylight. Why, if you're going to another country to have cosmetic surgery, why are you riding around in a country you know that there's problems? Why? Those are the questions I have. Why? And that's not, like I said, that's not to, my questions is not to belittle or demean Latavia or Eric. It's not that. It's just, my questions is for people who choose to do this. From this day forward, don't go on streets you're not supposed to go on. You're in Mexico. You're in foreign lands. Lands where there's problems. A lot of problems. drug problems, smuggling problems, human trafficking problems, just direct killing for no reason, as Shahid Woodard and Zendaya Brown were killed for running. But wait a minute, LB, they get killed in America for running. Yeah, that's true. They do. And America is homeland. But people, sisters and brothers, because I can't put this all on the sisters. Brothers are now going to Mexico to get body sculpting done too, meaning the abs. You got a case, and you go down there to get yourself a six pack. Yeah, the pictures are there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The first time I seen it, it was from a boxer. Oscar De La Hoya did it. This was maybe either the end of 2022, the beginning of this year. Oscar showed pictures of him getting the body sculpture done. Now a lot of rappers are doing it, going getting body sculpture done to where they're taking the fat out of them and tightening up the muscle tissue and everything around their abdomen area to make it look like they're working out in the gyms. Brothers and sisters, we got to stop this, or we're going to be going to more funerals. And it could be more funerals, not just because of the drug cartel. It could be more funerals behind the faulty practicing of getting procedures like that done. We're going to move forward into the interview that Anderson did with Latavia McGee and Eric Williams.
And that's when Shahid said, "I love y'all, and I'm gone." And he died right there.
In the back of the truck.
Yeah, that he loved us and he was gone. That was the last thing he said.
And you can hear the hurt and pain in his voice, man. You can hear it. That's why I say be compassionate, people. Be compassionate, understanding, and learn from this. But see, once again, Latavia McGee, Eric Williams, Shahid Woodard, and Zendaya Brown is not the first. Google it, people. Research it. They're not the first. There's a lot. It was overwhelming when I looked to see the number of families, and those families look of all different shades of color. Yes, it's a lot of people, people. It's a lot of people going to Mexico, and this right here is happening. We got to put a stop to it, man. We have to, or this is going to continue on.
And that was in the back of the pickup?
Yes, sir.
Were you able to say anything to him, or?
I just told him I was sorry.
So you finally arrived at this destination. What was it? It was a
house with a lot of Mexicans outside with guns.
Putting on Diablo mask, red plastic mask.
They put masks on?
Yeah, it was putting the guns to our head, telling us not to look up, things like that.
Had you gotten any kind of medical treatment?
The cartel took us to a clinic after we left from the spot where they was questioning us at.
They told us, they was like, I guess after they kept asking us and our questions, our answers never changed. They said, well, we're gonna get y'all some help.
And what kind of treatment did they give you?
They put my leg.
Now see, right there is where, you know, it kind of like makes sense, where she said, Latavia said, their answers never changed from the questioning. And that's where I think, you know, the investigators are trying to put together in reference to, they thought that this was a Haitian drug smugglers, where I don't get it. I mean, if they are Haitian drug smugglers, you're smuggling the drugs to them. You're taking their money. They're taking your drugs and moving on. Why would you shoot them? Why would you kill them? And why would they run? So, I mean, there's a lot of whys. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of missing pieces to this puzzle. It just doesn't add up. But for me, she made more sense to me when she said that their answers never change. And maybe they were telling them, hey, we're here for cosmetic surgery for me. And you can see Latavia, she's a pretty thick sister in the hips and waist. So maybe she was going to get a tummy tuck done or something of that nature. That hasn't been disclosed. And I wish they would have told what she was actually there for other than just cosmetic surgery. It couldn't have been a behind lift because she's a formed sister. So I that's why I say there's missing pieces to the puzzle as to what type of cosmetic and why. I mean, tell more versus some of the things as we get to the ending of this interview, which I feel shouldn't have been told. That's why I feel this was orchestrated by CNN, Anderson Cooper. I digress. Keep listening.
They put my leg on a 2x4 and then they stitched it up.
They just stitched it up?
Right.
Did they give you...
No pain medicine or nothing. They just stitched it up. And it might have not even been later that same day all the stitches bust out.
Did they check to see if the bullet was still inside or anything like that?
No, sir. After they stitched it, they took some, like, I guess, gauze, and they put the 2x4 board under there, and they was wrapping it around like that, and I was telling them the 2x4 was hitting me in the back of my leg, and it was killing me, so they took away the 2x4.
What about Zindel?
Me and him was in the room together. And he was fighting for his life. And
y'all listen to this very, very carefully.
They ain't do nothing.
They didn't do anything to treat him. Mm-hmm. Was he conscious? Were you able to talk to him?
Yeah. I talked to him the whole time.
What do you say in a situation like that?
I just told him I'm sorry because I asked him to come with me. He's like, it's okay, I'm your brother. I'm supposed to be there for you. I love you.
And is that where he died?
They told, after he didn't fight so long, they was like, they was going to take him to the hospital. Then they came back like maybe an hour later and it was like he was dead.
So all this time, I mean, there's guys with guns around you guarding him.
See, now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, that right there is once again where I have the problem. They said they're going to carry him to the hospital. You have interrogated these people already. So why come everyone? At least she's not going to the hospital with him. Why wouldn't you carry her to go with him? Give they've told you that this is my brother. This is my sister. They didn't carry him to the hospital. They just didn't. They didn't care. I don't know why they... No, they didn't go to no hospital. They did not carry Zindel to the hospital.
They was like, we had to stay there for them to investigate us and different things. And like one of them was sitting by a chair, like where you sitting to. And he was looking at something on his phone. And I can remember the sound of that day of when it happened. Like I could remember the gunshots, the noise, and I heard it. And I asked him, I said, excuse me, is that us? And he said, yes. I said, can I see it? And he's like, hold on. And he turned the phone around and he showed a video of us being kidnapped and stuff like that.
One of the gunmen actually showed you the video that we've all seen of you being kidnapped on the street.
Mm-hmm.
That's surreal. I mean, what was that like?
I just started crying. It's like, I'm never going home.
Did in any way help?
This right here, ladies and gentlemen, this is where Anderson asked the most stupidest, humiliating question an interviewer could ever ask, especially live on camera. Very stupid. This is why I say this was orchestrated. Why would you ask these two people something like this? Other than to humiliate them. The only reason. Y'all listen to what he asked.
Help you to know that this video was out there, that people knew?
I thought maybe it was just out in Mexico. I didn't know that it hadn't reached the States.
The United States, right.
So I felt a little better. And I just didn't know our families knew anything that happened to us.
You're a woman in custody with cartel gunmen. Were they threatening to you in violence, in sexual violence? I mean,
yeah, they said all that stuff, all that.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they're trying to make us have sex with each other,
and
but
we told them we was brothers and sisters.
We brother and sister, and that she was pregnant.
Wait a minute. They tried to make you have sex with each other.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say to you?
They was like, what are y'all? We said brothers and sisters. And they was like, have sex with each other. I was like, no, these are my brothers. I'm pregnant.
Now, you see how Anderson, he tried to portray that, you know, that was something new to him. You know, wait a minute. They tried to have you guys to have sex? You asked that question. You asked that question, Anderson. When have you ever asked anyone who's been kidnapped that type of question? When the kidnapping illustrates nothing but just horrific shooting and violence, nothing sexual. This is the first time you've asked something like that, Anderson, because you already knew the answer to that question. You already knew the answer to that question. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a hidden secret. I have Mexican friends. I've had a great deal of relations with Mexican people. And they've all told me, the ones who come across the border illegally, they've told me that they're told before they get to America that black people are rude, disrespectful, won't work, steal, kill, do everything under the sun in reference to coming to crime. But once they got here, they saw a different version of black people. And they saw that, you know, crime is on all levels, not just, you know, Mexicans or blacks, whites, every different shade in America does crime. And it's true. There's no hidden secret. But they're only told there that we are the bad ones. Black people are only the bad ones. No one else other than us. That's why when a lot of Mexicans come to America, they're very reluctant to befriend us. Very. They're shy. They're skittish. They have to. It's like a dog who's scared, who's lost, or who does not have an owner, who does not have ownership. They're scared to go to a new person. That's the way they treat us until they truly, truly get to know who we are. Then sometimes it still doesn't matter. The stigma is in their mind. Not to say that's what happened with this family here, but ladies and gentlemen, please learn something from this. If anything, please learn. Cosmetic surgery for whatever needs. I go back to something that they said. They told the cartel that she was pregnant. So what other reason, why are you in Mexico? What other reason? Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, leave your comments in the comment section. Like, share, and if anything, that right now we're getting ready to get into the traveling season of people vacationing. Be careful. Be mindful of where you're going. Be very watchful of where you're going. Be careful, ladies and gentlemen, because this right here is something you don't want to happen to you. You don't want something like this happen to you. Until next time, y'all be up.